The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Quite warm in Israel over the weekend, Rolien.
Well, I tell you, if you really want to fry an egg, and this is no exaggeration, just walk outside and crack one open on the bonnet of a car, because it is 45 degrees today in Israel. It's absolutely insanely hot. We're in the process of a massive heat wave, and we actually had one like this last year, but this, of course, is compounded by the fact that everybody has to wear masks. So schools have actually recommended that instead of staying open and risking the dehydration and the fatigue that comes with it, that maybe kids go home until the heat wave passes, which it is expected to by at least Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, goodness me. Well, for your sake, I hope it does, because 45 degrees sounds just out of all bounds of, I've never been in that heat, so I don't know what it's like, and I don't want to be. Rolien.
Because I haven't set foot outside.
Okay, well, at least you're sensible, and that makes a whole bunch of sense. Listen, they said that heat can kill COVID-19. That's initially what people said, in which case you're onto something good. What is happening with the COVID stats in Israel at the moment?
Well, our COVID stats are looking exceptional. In fact, Israeli media reporting earlier today that since yesterday, we have had no new cases and no new deaths, which is a very, very important thing. We have had two more people on ventilators, but we're hoping that number will come down. So let's look at those all important numbers, because it's all about the numbers. Since the start of the pandemic, 16,621. At the moment, we have 57 in serious condition with 47 on ventilators. The number of fatalities at 272, but an increase in the amount of fully recovered at 13,014, which means that we have those very, very good metrics, which means that we can start lifting some more restrictions. So we're hoping by next week to start opening restaurants in keeping with strict social distancing criteria, masks, hygiene, hand washing, all those important things. You will have to also book a restaurant in advance if you want to go, which is I suppose a smart way of controlling the numbers of people coming in. But we still haven't been given the green light on opening places of worship. So synagogues, mosques, churches, temples are still closed at the moment until further notice. But what I do find interesting is that I've seen in the media today that both Spain and Italy, two countries that were hit very, very hard with corona fatalities and positive diagnoses or positive status, are both opening up their borders without the mandatory 14-day quarantine, in the hope of attracting tourism. So, you know, one hopes that all goes well there. At the moment, even though we do have some flights coming in here, we still have the 14-day mandatory quarantine in place. People are not expected to go to hotels because that's been very expensive for the government. But it's also, we're at a point where hotels are readying themselves to open up to the public, to tourists, but we'll have to watch that one very carefully. But yeah, looking good so far, Simon, looking good. And I tell you, if it's true that heat destroys COVID-19, well, get on to Israel, because it is scorching hot.
Yeah, no, I'm not envious of that. I got to tell you, always want to be in Israel, but not in 45 degree heat. That is for sure. Talking about heat, in a different kind of heat, the Knesset has been sworn in. 36 ministers you have.
Well, 36 plus there's 16 deputies, and somebody actually made the joke that this Knesset has more people in it, has more ministers and deputies than we actually have people on ventilators. But the running joke going around, and I have to cop to participating, it is a certificate of ministry, and I decided that because this is Game of Thrones, Israel style, I should be the Minister of Thrones, because we are in the Game of Thrones. But hey, you get a ministry, you get a ministry, we all get a ministry, everybody's happy except near Barakat. he's not so happy. He didn't get a ministry. But yeah, we have probably the most bloated Knesset that we have. We've heard from our new foreign minister, Gabi Ashkenazi, making his inaugural speech yesterday, saying he supports the Trump peace plan. And Benny Gantz saying that he will not be called vice prime minister. Instead, he will be called alternate prime minister. And he will take office as alternate prime minister, new prime minister, deputy prime minister, Skanwash deputy, I don't know, minister of magic on the 17th of November 2021. But yeah, we finally have a working government. Naturally, we've heard from those who are not too happy with the government, such as Yair Lapid and Avigdor Lieberman, but that's to be expected. And hopefully they get on with the very, very, very important task of passing very, very important budgets. This is what we're waiting for. That is absolutely crucial to pass those budgets. And we also can't forget that Prime Minister Netanyahu starts his trial on Sunday. So very exciting times ahead.
Yeah, and you no doubt will keep us updated of all of those. Let's move on to the next story of today's Jewish terror suspect found guilty of murder.
So this is Amiram Ben Uliel. He was the extremist or terrorist, although he was, his case was dropped as a terror case and pushed as a hate crime. He was responsible for firebombing a house in the Palestinian village of Douma, which killed three members of the Darabshe family. He has been found guilty on all three counts of murder, and the remaining members of the Darabshe family have, or Darabshe family have said that they are very, very happy with the verdict. So these kind of crimes do not go unpunished in Israel, and justice has been served.
That'll be interesting. So is sentencing still a little while down the line?
Yes, we're still waiting for sentencing, but he has been found guilty.
Okay, that will also be interesting to follow. And then just such a bizarre story coming out of Israel this morning. The Chinese ambassador found dead in his home in Herzliya.
Yeah, well, this broke yesterday that the Chinese ambassador Du Wei, who took office in February, was found yesterday in his residence dead. And, of course, there's so much conjecture and speculation. But, you know, very, very soon afterwards, it was announced that paramedics have deemed it a heart attack. I have to say, and I have to be honest, and this is just my opinion, is that I do find it a bit bizarre that no autopsy has been conducted, or that the Chinese have decided that they will not be sending a team of investigators. Instead, they've said it's natural causes, and that is pretty much that. But very, very interesting times, and compounded by the fact that Israel announced earlier today that they will also be demanding an investigation into what started COVID-19 or coronavirus. And there's, of course, a lot of theory based around China. Was it lab-based? Was it wet market-based? Did somebody eat a bat? And Australia is leading this charge and taking a lot of criticism. And there's quite a diplomatic spat brewing between Australia and China. And it's made even more interesting by the fact that we welcomed U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Israel last week. And while it was very, very tight-lipped on what was discussed in meetings, it's now come out that he actually spoke to Israel about taking the side of the U.S. against China as we navigate these very strange COVID-19 times. And we see interesting maneuverings in terms of demanding investigations. So, yeah, could I make this stuff up? Absolutely not.
Not even maybe. Got some homework for you to do for me for tomorrow, please. A story that I spoke about probably about 2 weeks ago now was one of the evangelical station God TV, having won a license to broadcast in Israel. I'd just like to know the follow-up. It's gone very quiet. So maybe tomorrow we can discuss God TV and whether this is the price that Israel is paying for support from evangelicals.
You know I love a homework assignment.
I do indeed. Rolene Marks. Thank you as always. We will chat tomorrow.
God bless.